With the election of our first international guild president in 9 years, we at Expression FM decided to look into international integration within our student body. We spoke to Asim, a second year international relations and history student from Kazakhstan, about her experience in Exeter, asking whether international students prefer to stay closer to each other and why. Do international students tend to get closer to each other?
Yeah, I feel in my case, I'm quite close with, you know, Kazakh people and Russian-speaking people.
Okay.
Because we're all away from home.
Hmm.
And it's kind of like, well, obviously it's to feel, you know, belong to somewhere.
Yeah,
because, I mean, in terms of integration, like, you get a couple of, like, people, you know, well, obviously you get Europeans and everything. Like, it's actually easier to, make friends, like, integrate with, like, European people than British.
Why do you think that is? And be as critical as you want about the British.
I don't want to be, like, rude or anything.
No, be rude, be rude.
No, it's just, I personally experienced, as I told you earlier, last year for, like, a couple of my history, mostly history tutorials, it was just, like, obviously, you want to, you know, make friends and you talk and you introduce stuff and everything. And you just, you know, have a nice chat. And then they ask you, like, oh, even if you have the accent, like, they still, you know, ask you where you're from and everything. And I say, well, I'm from Kazakhstan. And they're like, oh, great. And so, and then after that, they kind of, you can see that there's, like, they try and, like, to make, like, a distance.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That must be quite hard.
Like, only a couple of people, you know. You can even, like, see the expression on their face.
Okay.
That it changes a bit, or, like, you know, the, like, how they look at you, like, the eyes and everything.
Asim went on to talk about how she'd had to go through certain measures to try and make friends with British students, including putting on a British accent. Furthermore, she also looked into the fact that ultimately British students get prioritised over international ones, especially in terms of society elections, running for committee positions, and within class and tutorials. We spoke to Ayman, also a second-year student from Kazakhstan, about her particular experiences on that matter.
So, yes, I wouldn't say, like, so strictly that they do have a priority, but sometimes I can see that our teachers, for example, might like them more. Maybe because of the accent, or even in our lectures, we don't understand something, but that's not generally a thing for business school, but from what my friends say, they study again politics and international relations and stuff, they say that British students there are generally a bit more arrogant towards international students, and even if we go, when we go, how do you call that, not a hospital, but like a medical center, I can see a trend that they generally have much more priority towards British citizens.
Really?
And specifically British students.
So is this at the university, at the Wellbeing Centre, or
both?
In town? Both?
When I used to live in Durrett Hall, Edinburgh, I used to come here to the University Wellbeing Centre. I used to come with with very high fever, and I felt really sick. And there was, like, a queue of people who didn't have the appointment, but there was a girl who didn't have an appointment as well. She came 15 minutes later than me, but then she almost instantly got into the room. I don't know if that's the case, but it's just, it didn't happen.
To you. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't happen once. And a friend of mine, she doesn't study here anymore, but her boyfriend had this issue and he was hospitalized. They were waiting for like 6 hours for him to fill out the documents, to wait, and he was like in real pain.
Right.
But there were like, not British students, but local people and British people coming back and forth with the same issues, but they were treated first, and then they had a look at him, because he had also a very strict Russian accent. Like, there's a huge thing about international students, especially specifically in the medical area, something. And I don't know, I tend not to go to medical centers anymore.
So you don't go to the doctor anymore because you feel that other people will get priority?
Also a priority, that's the first thing. That's the second thing. The first thing is that they don't usually tend to help at all.
After speaking to Ayman, we wanted to find out whether this was the same experience that other international students had had. We spoke to Kim, which had had a very different experience to the one by Ayman.
I'm in second year and I study anthropology and international relations.
And where are you from?
I'm from Germany, but I've lived in Norway for most of my life.
How have you found moving over here?
I didn't think it was too hard, actually. I thought it was pretty good. Because it's not that different, it's not too far away from home. The culture, the nature, everything isn't that different. Obviously, there are things that I miss from home, but yeah, it's not...
And how about the university and British students? How do you feel about them? Have you integrated well?
Yeah, I think I've integrated well. Most of my friends are... No, actually not. Most of my friends aren't from Britain. I've had friends from pretty much all over, but it's equal amount from everywhere.
What does the university do right now to help you in your university life?
I don't really know. I feel like there's... Of course, they have all these events that you can go to, for example. And as I said, the clubs and societies are a bit part of this. But I feel like it's really up to yourself as well as an international student. Like, there are information sessions aimed at international students, but because I don't feel that... international and that foreign. I haven't gone to a lot of those things because I don't really feel like I needed to.
Do you know anybody that uses them?
No, not really, actually.
I just wanted to find out what the British perspective was. So we spoke to Maria, a second year Spanish and French student with the option of a year abroad.
Yeah.
So doing such an international course, you must want to get to know a lot of French and Spanish people, maybe have contacts or improve. How many people are on your course actually are from France or Spain?
I actually don't know anyone on my course from France or Spain.
So they're all British?
Yeah, nationals. All British. My only international friend is a British person who lives in Hong Kong.
Right, so...
And
why do you think that is?
Well, I'm not sure whether... how it works with Exeter, whether they are actually on our course or whether they have a separate Erasmus, like if they're in different classes, whether they're in English classes. But I've just find in general, people don't, the Erasmus students tend to stick to their own and we tend to stick to our own. Like it's bizarre because, as you said, we as language students should want to integrate and, you know, practice our language, and next year that's what we're going to want to be integrated. So
into their community.
Yeah, it's not really fair.
So why do you think, is it because they don't want to talk to you guys, or you guys don't want to talk to them? Or
I just don't really find that there's much opportunity to interact with them. I don't come across them very often.
No. Do you feel like you want to get to know people, or are you quite happy with your set of friends?
It sounds bad. I am quite happy with my set of friends, but yeah. I think as I get closer to my year abroad, I'd quite like to just start practicing and speaking to people and, you know, getting to know what life is like.
But say you weren't doing French and Spanish, you'd be sort of quite happy.
Yeah, I don't think I'd necessarily, it would necessarily like cross my mind, which is quite bad, really.
Finally, we spoke to our recently elected Guild President, Shades, who comes from India, about her experiences and the differences between the education system here and back at home.
That worked out, but it's the education system's different, which is a bit annoying sometimes, because we don't do essays and stuff as much. It's very hard for them to come across and articulate themselves as well.
So what does the university actually do to help with the integration of international students?
So in terms of language, they have language classes into... And, like, I think even at the Languages Centre, where they do English-speaking skills and for people to interact more. This year what they're doing is they're doing, like, a language exchange, which is really cool. So people who speak a certain language are meeting up with British kids who want to learn that language. Right, it's, like, a cultural exchange, which is really cool.
Okay. Earlier in the report, we heard from a friend of mine who feels that one of the things that international students can't do as much as British students is... be part of the university in terms of running for elections, getting positions on societies, getting committee positions. You're the first international staff in 9 years. Is that changing?
I think it could change very well because as international students, it's much harder to... Basically, most of us don't know that the guild exists before we come here. And we don't know what to expect out of a student union or how to run an election. Like, I ran for DVP last year, so that gave me an experience to have, like, be confident about running for SAB. But a lot of people don't have that, and I would like to change that through, like, personalised training or just support in general.
And what do you think is the biggest obstacle between, you know, British students and international students?
Okay, so I think there's a, for the lack of a better word, fear in international students that if something goes wrong, be it in terms of elections or the guild, that I don't know, they'll just be deported or